Simon Shin Samach Beis, Seif Gimel. The Mechaber says that Mechitza Medes Me'elel, that's standing on its own, was not put there L'shem Mechitza. It's still kosher, it works for Mechitza. It does a job and it works. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if for Shabbos you weren't relying on it, you weren't planning on using it, still, the facts are that it's there, it's a kosher Mechitza, it works, and you can carry inside that fenced in area now on Shabbos. And the Mechaber discusses a Mechitza that first was made on Shabbos. For some reason, Mechitza got put up on Shabbos, so it's kosher, and now you carry in that area. Mishnah Berurah says again, even if it wasn't made with Mechitza, kachaf. Now you have this Mechitza there, you have this fenced in gated area, you can carry it. Zag the Mechaber. But that which we allow, Mechitza was made on Shabbos to be used, only if it was made on Shabbos, b'shegeg, let's say the person who made it didn't know that today was Shabbos, or was a shegeg, he didn't realize that there's a malach involved in making a Mechitza. We carried in, maybe it was made by construction workers who had nothing to do with you, and whatever was going on, nothing to do with the Yidden inside. So that would be a kosher mechitza to carry on Shabbos. But if someone did amaze it on Shabbos wrongfully, so even though the rice it's a mechitza, and of course, if you throw it from there to Shrabim, or from Shrabim to there, of course, you're mechayiv, because the rice is considered shiach now. But when the Rabban Chazal made in the words of Mishnah Berurah knas, and therefore they said that you cannot carry inside this fence in the area, and the Mishnah Berurah says even other people cannot carry, even people who are not involved in the illegal construction of mechitza, they also cannot carry in this area. In fact, the Shaar Tzion brings the Shalom Achronim, if the person who made the Mechitza, we can use it in future Shabbos. So the Maisa is making on this, but there are some who even clear Tzati Machmer on that. The Mishnah Berurah says that if Reuven tells Shimon to make the Mechitza to be able to carry in it, or let's say he knew Shimon was making the Mechitza, and Reuven conveniently keeps quiet and allows it to happen because he's happy with it, then the Reuven is not allowed to carry the Mechitza. Even though Shimon did have been a Shegig, he didn't realize, but Reuven, who misled him to do it, or allowed it conveniently to happen, he's amazed, and therefore the Knas applies, and he cannot carry there. Now, that's only if the Mechitza was put up on Shabbos. However, let's say the Mechitza was there from before Shabbos, and then it got removed on Shabbos, whether on its own, or even if you, Mechaber says, even if you intentionally remove it, and then you put it back, even Mameza then goes back to its original Heter. Mechaber's example, you have two or three people who made the mats around themselves, their Shrabim, to make themselves a Shiocha, they did it properly before Shabbos. And they also made, in between them, they made mats, they made separations, and then they made Erev Chatzeres together, so they could carry from one to the other. Now let's say the mats that they had between each other got, the mats they had around themselves, something got messed up on Shabbos and the mats are gone. And then the mats got put back on Shabbos, even the mazid. Now do they go back to the original heter to carry this fence in the area? Even the Erev Chatzeres they made together that was through the machzalois, which is like through a Pesach or a Chaloyin, through a door or a window, because you can work through the holes in the mats, that goes back into effect. So as long as it was there from before Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference what happened on Shabbos. As long as right now the Mechitzas are there, and they're there at the beginning of Shabbos, even if they got taken away by Mezid, put back by Mezid, that's not a problem, and you can still be Mishdamish properly on Shabbos once the Mechitzas are back in the correct place. And Mishnah Berurah says, that's what the Mechaber says. It says, Rav Paiskim, Rashi, Tais, the Rosh, and Mashmois, and in other Rishonim, Riff and Rambam, is to argue on this and say that Mechitza that was there and was taken away and it comes back on Shabbos and Mezid, that which could use it is only if it's a Mechitza for like Erev Chatzeres purposes within the area. But the outside Mechitza that made into Rosh Yachid, if that Mechitza was taken away and gets put back with Mezid on Shabbos, you're not going to be allowed to use it. Only if it's the Mechitza from within, after the Erev Chatzeres purposes got taken away and put back with Mezid on Shabbos, can use it. But out of Mechitzas, that not. Another thing to point out is that which we discussed, the Mechitza was there before it was taken away. If it was taken away before Shabbos, it's as good as if it was never there. We're discussing a case it was taken away on Shabbos and put back on Shabbos, then even if it's put back with Mezid, you can still use it. The Mechaber holds, no matter what the Mechitza is, and the Mishmur brings the right place, come on, only if it's the inner Mechitza for Evach Hatzeres purposes. But other Mechitza that got put back with Mezid on Shabbos, they do not become valid again. So if now the Mechaber says a Sfina, a boat, you can carry no thing, even if it's more in Mesasayim, it's considered Mukha Fodira. The Matal is looking some Shin Sach Beis about this and other places. Now, let's say you flipped over the boat to stay and to live, so to speak, for Shabbos, underneath the Mechitzas, on the inside, it's like upside down boat. So then it's considered Shiochet, it's a Mukha Fodira inside there. And even if it's a huge ship that's more in Besasayim, it's not you managed to flip the whole thing. And not like that, even on top of the Sfina, we say good Asik on the Mechitzas, we imagine them going up and up, all the way out of the Rakia, and therefore even on top of the Sfina, where there's no physical Mechitzas, it's like a tail, when you have like a mound, a cliff that has Mechitzas around it, we say good Asik, we imagine the Mechitzas going all the way up, and you can carry on top, even though you don't view any Mechitzas. However, the Mechaber says, let's say someone flipped the boat because he wants to tar the boat or fix the boat or something like that. So the reason why it's flipped and there's Mechitzas around it now in the upside down form is not to be able to spend time underneath, but rather it's to do work on the boat. So that's not considered to be Hukuf Ladira. And then if the boat is more than Beis HaSayim, then you can only metalto within Dalad Amos. because on the bottom, and the Mishpura says certainly on top, because since you flipped it in order to tar, in order to fix it, it's not considered the mechitza for deer purposes anymore. It's considered there for a zaydik reason, for a side reason. It just happens to be as such, and therefore, only up to Beis HaSayim will you be allowed to carry. But if it's more than Beis HaSayim, then you're not be allowed to carry. Already has din of a karfif, because the hukuf, the hekif was not hukuf for deer.